Hey guys, welcome to the Fit Dad Lifestyle Podcast. The Fit Dad Lifestyle is a community and supplement brand where fathers support other fathers throughout the journey of fatherhood. We believe that maintaining a healthy lifestyle isn't about crash diets and the latest workout craze. Instead, we offer dads the education, resources, and support they need to maintain a balanced lifestyle long term. There aren't a lot of dedicated community groups for dads, and we know that men are generally less likely to talk about the challenges they face in life. So we wanted to go above and beyond the meal plans and quick fixes and offer a way for fathers to communicate in a helpful, negative-free environment. Whether it's supporting your partner when a new baby arrives, balancing work and the kids, or just fitting in time to get your health and fitness back on track. This podcast aims to inspire, motivate, and encourage you to be the best father that you can be and the leader that your kids want to see you be every day. It's brought to you by Fit Dad Fuel. Fit Dad Fuel is our supplement range. Our supplement range helps support this podcast, the workouts, the online education, and the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes to help keep everything as cost-free as possible for dads worldwide. Enjoy the episode. Here it is, guys. Hey, guys. Welcome to episode 101 of the Fit Dad Lifestyle Podcast. Guys, you have one life. You will never get the last 24 hours back ever again. You will only get to experience the next 24 hours in the exact same context and situation you're in right now once. You get holidays from work each year. Don't fucking stay around home with your kids. Go travel, whether it's an hour away camping or 17 hours away at Disneyland. Give your kids the memories, the experiences that they deserve. Did I mention life is short? Let's be real for a second. No one knows when our time is up. It could be this morning driving to work. It could be tonight driving home from work because some idiot is drunk driving, texting on their phone at the same time. Or it could be, and I hope it is, in 50, 60, 70 years' time. Anywhere in between, who knows? So who are you going to be remembered by? Are you going to be the dad that was there for the kids, followed through with every promise, sacrificed everything you had to do, but also putting yourself at the front so you could continue to be at the forefront of leadership, resilience, and expertise, teaching your kids everything along the way that they can then take on to their own generations? Or are you going to be the father that was the gunner? You're going to take the kids on that family holiday. You're going to paint the house. You're going to take them to that sporting match. You're going to, but never following through. Always at work, always broken promises, and always buying toys, this, that, and everything else to make up for the time that you weren't there for. Guys, you need to start being present. You need to start following through with the things that you promise to your children. 80% of the time you ever spend with your kids is over by the time they turn 18. Did you know that 34 is the number of minutes that the average father spends with their children? This is meaningful minutes. This isn't on the commute to work. This isn't whilst you're at the dinner table flicking on your phone watching the news in the background. This is one-on-one time with no distractions. 34 minutes. I'll let that sink in for just a small bit, because I can guarantee if you look back to yesterday, the day before, or even over the past week, 34 minutes might seem like it's not much at all, but then you deduct work, sleep, you know, commuting, eating, bathing, this, that, and everything else, and all of a sudden 34 minutes is a long time. You need to be the father who is active and present in your kids' lives in every possible way. Sports, school, home life, adventures, and the list goes on and on. What are you going to be remembered for? What would your kids say about you if you passed away next week? What would their lasting memories of you be? If you are not happy with what that answer would be, then that's on you. You are the only person that can make change. You are the only person that can give them that legacy to carry on for the rest of life. It's unfortunate, but it's a fact of life. We don't know when our time's up. So guys, start thinking about that question. If you were to die tomorrow, what would your children's lasting memory of their father be? Would it be one of gratitude? Would it be one of hope? Would it be one of fulfillment? Would it be one of love, care, promises being kept? Or would it be the alternative? Would it be, was never there for me, was always at work, always promised we're going to do this, but never did it? I wish I had 10 more years time with Dad, because we could have got to do half these things that he wanted to do. Don't let it to be chance. Plan like you're going to live until you're 90 years old, but live like you won't make next week. Guys, I hope you're having the most amazing end to 2020. I know it's been tough. It's been tough for every one of us. There is not one person that hasn't experienced some form of difficulties because of this year. Some of you lost jobs. Some of you got sick. Some of you lost family members. Some of you have been restrictions. There's a chance that everyone has been affected by this virus everywhere in the world, no matter where you are. But like I've mentioned in previous episodes and previous posts, 2020 was the wake-up call we needed. It exposed our weaknesses. It exposed where we went wrong. It exposed who we were and what we did right and also what we did wrong. It was the greatest wake-up call we could have ever had, because now we know what to put in place to ensure that if something ever happens again, like this pandemic, then we're not going to be susceptible to, you know, failure. We're not going to be susceptible to losing our job. We're going to have the finances in check. We're going to have the health in check. And we're going to make sure that everything is in line, that we are going to get through no matter what is thrown at us in the future unscathed. Because at the end of the day, that should be our priority. You know, preparing that future, that legacy, that framework that needs to be in place to ensure that our family never suffers again. So tonight, I want you to go home and I want you to look at your screen time app. Start working backwards away from all the wasted time that you're wasting on your phone. Start prioritizing and allocating that extra time to meaningful things with your kids. 34 minutes is the average. Let's try and get it up to 60 minutes. Let's try and get it to an hour and 34 minutes. Our kids need us more and more, and they're only at this short age for such a short amount of time. So guys, enjoy the day, crush your goals, keep inspiring the kids, be the example, be the leader, be the inspiration that your kids need to look up to daily. Inspire other fathers whilst you're at it, and most of all, make sure whatever you do makes you happy. Have an amazing day. We'll speak to you soon.